The first case of the deadly coronavirus.
More than 200,000 people have now died.
350,000 COVID deaths.
500,000 confirmed deaths.
Life and loss in America have taken on new meaning in the past year.
To get through this pandemic, we have all put on our armor.
In The Longest Year, a four-part series from the PBS NewsHour, Americans share the ways a tiny but powerful virus has changed us. The medical community raced to keep up. The racial divide across the country came into sharper focus. And life as we knew it turned upside down.
My mother was the hugging type. I miss those the most.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, The Longest Year, wherever you listen to podcasts.
It was a pilgrimage never seen before in the face of violent threats and a deadly virus. Nick Schifrin has the story of Pope Francis in Iraq.
In the birthplace of Abraham, Pope Francis was welcomed as a hero and prayed with the most vulnerable Christians. Iraqi Catholics are the epitome of what Francis calls the martyred church. Today he honored their sacrifices.
In the last few decades, you and your fellow citizens have had to face the effects of war and persecution, an ongoing struggle for economic and personal security, which has often led to internal displacement and the migration of many, including Christians.
He spoke in Our Lady of Salvation in the same sanctuary that 11 years ago hosted Horror. In October 2010, militants from Al-Qaeda in Iraq, precursor to ISIS, stormed into Sunday evening service. They shot the men, then the women and children, and before they could be captured, blew themselves up. At the hospital after, chaos. Bloody survivors in desperate need. Hallways full of wounded. And a lone priest helping to heal. It was the deadliest attack on Iraqi Christians ever. And in a nearby bed, then 19-year-old Milad Shabo.
N'importe comment.
They started shooting everywhere and anyhow. I was shot and I fell. I wanted to run, but the bullet had torn my leg's bone off. It felt like we were in the middle of a war. Gunshots were coming off from everywhere.
Shabo had spent every day at that church and lost 10 close friends. He also lost his mentor, Father Tahir Abdal.
He was more than a priest, more than a father or a brother. He was my role model in life. He taught me everything, how to live with Jesus.
Father Tahir and Father Wasim Saba tried to shield parishioners and offer themselves instead. They were both executed.
He and Father Wasim, all they wanted was to help people. To me, they were simply angels.
The angels' coffins were wrapped in Iraqi flags. 58 people killed. But the attack wasn't only designed to kill Christians. It was designed to kill a version of Iraq that, in the 80s and 90s, despite Saddam Hussein's tyranny, was diverse, integrated, and welcoming of multiple religions, including Iraq's Christians, which traced their lineage back 2,000 years.
The attack, it was a message to all Christians and all minorities that Iraq is not their country, that they are not welcome, and that they should leave.
And they did leave. Iraq's Christians used to number in the millions. Today, no more than a few hundred thousand, pushed out after the U.S. invasion by militias, and then pushed out by ISIS. When Islamic State militants captured Mosul in 2014, they gave Christians 24 hours to leave or convert or be beheaded. Today, ISIS might be gone, but security is tight. 10,000 police and soldiers secured Francis's visit. He was driven in an armored car, in a motorcade, on empty streets. Today, he urged the country and Iraqi leaders to build bridges between religions.
Only if we learn to look beyond our differences and see each other as members of the same human family will we be able to begin an effective process of rebuilding and leave to future generations a better, more just, and more humane world.
Shabo needed 8 surgeries to recover. Today, he lives in France and is a mechanic for public buses. He's also in his church choir, and says Francis's visit gives Iraqi Christians hope.
It will give Christians courage and confidence to stay in the country. The moral support will help them a lot. At least they know there is someone standing with them, thinking about them. It's very important.
Szabo watched the Pope speak in the church that still haunts his nightmares, but Szabo still dreams of returning to Iraq with his French family to prove that Christians once again belong in Baghdad. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.